I am very glad when I find somebody who knows the carol or Christmas song, and especially if it is not from Czech Republic but from somewhere else abroad.
You have composed your own Christmas carols, you have adapted traditional Czech Christmas carols, you've also written Iraqi Christmas carols. Which other countries have you composed carols from?
I have one Christmas song from Eastern Ireland.
Easter Island.
Yes. And another one I have from Catalan, this from in Spain. This one, El Cant dels Ausels. It is in Catalan language, so it is very difficult to translate because I haven't the translation exact. This is Czech text.
Tell me how you composed it.
I met here at Prague one student from Spain, and he was from Catalan. And he brought me this Christmas song, and I told him if he could sing me this song. So we were working together, and this version is instrumentated for two oboes and alto, and also contrabass.
Can you play it for me?
Yes.
What would you say these carols have in common? Do they have something in common?
I think they have a common hope, and also something what is common for all people in the world, to open their hearts and to listen to each other.
Do you have to be a believer? Do you have to be a Christian to enjoy a Christmas carol, do you think?
It's not necessary. I think there are many people who are able to recognize what is full of life, what is open, what goes to the heart, and what opens everything, what is good for their lives.
Do you have a message for listeners of Radio Prague, something you would like to tell the world?
When I arrange these Christmas songs, I never started from me. I always started from the other one, who was from that country, for instance, or who knew very well everything about that Christmas song. So I think it is to be open to others, yes.
Christmas carols from the Czech Republic and beyond, composed and arranged by the composer Václav Hálek, and he was speaking to my colleague Rob Cameron. Now, in the past, people used to believe that